What about a perfect meal? Describe a perfect meal to me.
Well, let's see. I haven't had one for a long time.
Well, Carol hasn't had a perfect meal for a long time. Okay, what?
Let's see. Well, a perfect meal. There was one in Birch's Garden that I had once. It was on my birthday. I was
Were
there.
You with Hitler?
No, I was not. I was with some Japanese businessman.
God, he's putting the mic where I have to say something. So I'll say, God. Okay, Charles, I just want to hear the perfect meal. You don't have to make me say expletives and, you know, stuff like that.
I want to give you every opportunity, Barbara. Perfect meal. Well, most of the problem with perfect meals is that it's like trying to bat 1,000 in a baseball game. You know, there's always a wild pitch somewhere.
I know, and you can't when you go somewhere thinking you're going to have the perfect meal, you never do.
That's something I've found.
And that happens. I mean, that happens across the board, doesn't it? It's the unexpected that brings about the perfection somehow.
Do you have them mostly in other countries or in this country?
Oh, in this country too.
All the time?
No, of course not.
Oh.
How would you know? How would you ever be able to distinguish whether they were perfect or not?
You know, I have a bad memory for meals. I don't know why. Also, movie directors. I can remember vaguely some images in films, but if it were a piece of music, I could remember everything about it. But I can't remember the names of directors of films and titles of films and actors and actresses' names.
So, do you know a film that you like? Can you tell me now preamble?
Yeah,
what have you liked?
I've liked recently Paris, Texas. I liked a lot.
I liked that too.
I liked the long scene, and I thought it was just the right length of time.
Which one?
In the brothel at the end when they're in.
Oh, I loved it.
That was perfect, wasn't it?
I saw it in that snowstorm in March in Montreal. Not outdoors, but you know, indoors in the theater, there was no one there.
I don't like films that use Hollywood time. I like French time and Swedish time.
I like long time. Like, you know, the wedding scene in The Deer Hunter. You know how long that went on?
No, how long?
It went on for very long, Charles. God, you're so wise. You're a wise ass or whatever. What do they call wiseacres? What is that?
Perceptive.
Do you think California's changed?
Since?
Well, let's say, has it changed radically in the last 5-6 years?
Yeah, it has. What's really changed about it has been food. I mean, perfect meals. Because there was, I remember, let's see, in 72 I went to Europe for the first time, came back here and looked at food in a completely different way and began to realize it wasn't real good here.
Uh-huh.
It's been this generation that's between 40 and 50 years old that's really revolutionized the way we eat, and also has come across with the idea of specialty stores where you get things that are nicely made and have particular value that's simply not available with mass production and factory line kind of assembly, and this sort of specialization has been initiated here in California. California is just a leader, really, for a lot of the Western society.
If you were going to one of these specialty stores, which one? What would you buy?
Well,
what
I'd probably get mint
deodorant.
That would be my
you
first choice.
You would not.
Yeah, no, I
really?
Would. Yeah, sure. Don't you use that?
Of course. Well, right now I just smell my armpit. As a matter of fact, I've been using Menon's Speed Stick recently. He's just groaning. That's probably too plebeian, right?
No, it's got chemicals. I don't like to use chemicals under my arms.
So what should I use under my arms?
Well, you go to your health food store, Barbara.
Yeah.
And you just look at all the variety there is there.
Yeah.
And you just pay a little bit more, but
that's fine.
You won't get breast cancer this way.
Okay. But what else? You're talking about food. I want to get back to food. I don't want to talk about breast cancer. Thanks anyway though. But what food would you get? I mean, are we talking quiche now? I mean, what are we talking?
Well, I would never buy a prepared quiche.
I didn't think you would, but what, you know, do you, what would you, and
well,
I have two questions because now I want to know if you ever make quiche.
Well, I most recently made cheesecake.
Did you? I can tell he's smacking.
It must have been
smacking.
A couple of years, though.
He's
couple of years.
Smacking his lips.
It no, it's been a
like
long time.
It was good, though.
See, I went on this house husband bench in, when Carol was teaching at UC Santa Barbara.
I think that's very laudable.
Yeah. But the fire came. Remember? Well, there are fires all over now, so it's not so special. Nearly wiped us out.
Fire came. Because of your cooking?
Yeah. No, it wasn't because of my cooking, but it wiped out the entire hillside in Montecito. And I was staying at a professor's home down there. But it was scary. I have a feeling I know what's going on in Los Gatos, you know, with all those people running away from their homes.
It's pretty dire. This is, we're talking temperatures 85 and over, and brush fires and huge fires absolutely everywhere in the state, and hundreds and hundreds of people having to leave their homes and stuff. Even before the fire might or is coming, and they're just leaving.
They won't be cooking any quiche tonight over there.
So, was this the end of being a house husband? I mean, there was a brush fire, and then you stopped being a house husband? You just took any pretext?
Our time was up.
Any pretext?
No, it was time to come back to the Bay Area. And no, I'm not very good about doing my half of the cooking, but I do like to do it once I get into it. And
do you do the dishes?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
What
about socializing? I mean, do you like being with small groups or by yourself or large parties? What do you?
Well, that's an interesting question. I wonder how I should answer that. Honestly,
I hope honestly.
You want me to tell the truth this time?
Sure.
At least one of these answers.
One of these answers, yeah.
Well, it depends. You know, if I'm not the focus of attention, I get real bored. Don't you feel that way?
Of course I do. Of course I do. Yeah. Well, I don't. If the food and drink is superb, and if I'm not the focus of attention, it's not all that bad, but it is great fun to be lionized. There's no doubt about that. Do you have enough time to do what you want to do?
No, I don't really.
Really
I try to do too many things.
Yeah, so. It seems like your time is very, very compartmentalized.
Lately I've been on all these boards and, you know, trustee of this and board member of that, and that seems to take a lot of time. I'm always complaining because things aren't done the way I think would be to the advantage of people that are like me in the composing world, and so I end up being on these boards. But it's not wise all the time.
So what do you have to give up as a result?
Well, I give up time with you. I have less time for women in general.
God, what a rake. What a fake rake. Do you think you're going to have a child?
No, I don't think so.
How wise? No, I don't know if it's wise.
It's just one of those things that, Carol and I sort of decided that we wanted to work on our work. And given the fact that we don't have much income and spend most of our time doing what we do just to make a living, we want the extra time to put into our artwork. And we're about to go on a tour and do some performances, and we need we couldn't possibly do those things if we had children.
I know. I have one child, and I always say this. Yeah, it was wonderful having him. It's great to have him, but I feel very similar. And my mother was quite, modern in saying the same thing to me. She really did sort of say that. I think too many people have children that don't even think about it.
Well, you know, sometimes those diaphragms don't work.
I think the diaphragms really do work. I think it's condoms that break. And I think it's trusting the rhythm method and thinking that the rhythm method is quick, quick, slow. You know.
You mean you've actually seen broken condoms?
No, but I've heard about broken condoms.
See, I've never seen one.
I never hope to be one either.
This is like catching something from the toilet seat.
I don't know, Charles. I think you can catch some things from toilet seats, you know, especially splinters. So, why is there a bicycle machine in here?
That's for exercise, because I don't have time to exercise.
That's because you told me a funnier thing.
The funnier thing is that I turned 40 in January.
You're just trying to be sort of raunchy, like you're...
You're really not as funny.
I turned 40, and this was a present from Carol and my family, and I asked for it, actually. I said I wanted to have a bicycle, but they finally gave in when I turned 40, said I better get in shape. So that's what I do in the morning. I get up right away, listen to your show, and then I ride the bike as fast as possible.
So, two questions that I told our listeners. What are you really like?
I'm really a great guy.
And what do you eat for breakfast?
Granola from the Santa Cruz bakery shop. It's available up here at the Nutrition Company on Solano Avenue, and I eat it just about every morning. It's called... Carol, what's that called? That granola we eat. Yeah, granola gone nuts. That's what I eat.
Oh, granola gone nuts. I'll have to try. Would you drink anything with that?
No, we usually have soy milk, yeah.
Oh, I just tasted soy milk. Is it ever delicious?
Oh, it's out of this world, yeah.
Well, thank you very, very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Charles.
Mm.
Example.